The Holy Gospel today is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 to 11. At that time, when Jesus entered the house of one of the leaders of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to take food, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had a dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath?" But they remained silent. And he took and healed the man and let him go. Then addressing them, he said, "Which of you shall have a donkey or an ox fall into a pit, and will not immediately draw him up on the Sabbath?" And they could give him no answer to these things. But he also spoke a parable to those invited, observing how they were choosing the first places at table. And he said to them, "When thou art invited to a wedding feast, do not recline in the first place, lest perhaps one more distinguished than thou have been invited by him. And he who invited thee and him come and say to thee, 'Make room for this man.' And then thou begin with shame to take the last place. So when thou art invited, go and recline in the last place, that when he who invited thee comes in, he may say to thee, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then thou wilt be honored in the presence of all who are at table with thee. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." So far the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear people, if you check your traditional calendar, you will notice how this coming week could correctly be labeled as the week of the angels, because two very interesting feast days are occurring within a couple days from today. This coming Friday, October the 2nd, is the feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. And this Tuesday, September the 29th, is the feast day of the leader of all angels, Saint Michael, the Archangel. So God forbid there might be one or two perhaps in this congregation who might immediately react and say, "Angels, he's going to talk about angels today. That's good stuff." Is it really? Is it? Just remember what our Lord just said. He who exalts himself shall be humbled. Watch it. Because what I just mentioned, angels, that's not a fairy tale. That's no pious legend. Regardless of that's what most people today would call it. My dear people, the existence of angels is a fact of spiritual life. The scripture clearly teaches that long before the first human being was created, God created extremely powerful and extremely gifted and extremely intelligent creatures known as angels, meant to serve him and eventually become God's sent protectors to the human race later to come into existence. And the belief that some of those angels are assigned to each one of us during our lifetime, that too is a belief of the Roman Catholic faith going back to the very days of our Lord, who warned those who were already then trying to destroy the innocence and the virtue of little children. Our Lord warned them, be careful, because someday you'll answer for this to the angels of those children. Those angels, our Lord said, who see the face of God every day. Fairy tales, kid stuff, really? And the scripture also teaches us how some of those angels, their pride did them in, rebelled against God, cut themselves off from God and rebellion, and by doing so created for themselves that state of total separation from God, which we call hell. The scripture also teaches us that 2/3 of the angels remained loyal to God, renewed their loyalty and love for him, and their leader was known as Michael, named after the words, according to scripture, he pronounced after some of his fellow angels, led by Lucifer, Satan, after he announced, there is no one like God. And in Aramaic, that sounds Michael. That's where his name came from. It is to that unbelievable, real fight in heaven that the book of the Apocalypse refers to. When our Lord, in the scripture rather, St. John describes it in this way, quote, and there was a battle in heaven. Michael and his angels battled with the dragon and his angels, and the latter did not prevail. And that great dragon was he who is called the devil and Satan, who was to lead astray the entire world. I guess he's doing it very successfully right now during our lifetime. Ever since that day, my dear people, Saint Michael the Archangel has been one of the top protectors of God's people. And speaking of guardian angels, if I just may make a little diversion here, I think we all should say a little word of thanks to our guardian angels for having protected us once again against what was predicted a terribly devastating, if not tornado, at least tropical storm heading straight for Long Island, Brooklyn, New York, we were told. I know I was praying in this chapel so that not only this chapel but all of you might be protected, and that against all the ever so certain predictions of the weatherman, that perhaps again we would be spared. I think our prayers were answered. So perhaps today you can do what I'm doing. Say a little extra prayer of thanksgiving to our angels who took care of us. And I personally added a little extra prayer for it, of thanksgiving where I was concerned, because when I, this past Tuesday, when that plane I was in suddenly decided to fall down about a couple thousand feet, hitting some turbulence, it only lasted a couple seconds, but I can tell you those were long seconds. And I too thanked my guardian angel and Saint Michael for this, because I do not apologize. When I'm in tough situations, Saint Michael is the one I call on. Ever since the church existed, Saint Michael occupied a place of exceptional honor in the spiritual life of the true Catholic. Think, for instance, look at the Mass. I mean the real Mass. From the very beginning, during the Confiteor, when first the priest acknowledges his unworthiness to go up to that altar, then later on you, represented by the acolytes, also acknowledge in the Confiteor that you are at the mercy of God. We ask God's mercy through the intercession, among a few others, of Saint Michael, the Archangel. You hear his name each time at the foot of the altar. And during the Mass, right after the consecration, there is that prayer where the priest asks that God's angel will please bring our sacrifice before the throne of God. Now, the Church has always understood that angel to mean Saint Michael. During the traditional Requiem Mass, the Mass for the deceased, especially during the funeral Mass, it is to Saint Michael that the Church prays that he, the leader of all angels, will come and lead that particular soul into heaven. And then we also know that the traditional Church, since the days of Pope Leo XIII, added that special prayer for the protection of the Church to the prayers after the Mass. We still do all this. Unbelievable, but it is a fact. The reformers of the Reformed Catholic Church have thrown that tradition out too. No more Saint Michael mentioned, and there, whatever they call it, they do around that table there. Out! They threw him out. They left his camp. And whether they like it or not, when you leave the camp of Saint Michael, the Archangel, you end up in the camp of Lucifer, his enemy. There are only two camps. The camp of Saint Michael, the Archangel who remained loyal to his God, or the camp of Lucifer, the Archangel who betrayed his God. Is it any wonder that the blessing of God is no longer resting upon those cardinals and bishops who had the nerve and the gall to throw a name like Saint Michael out of the spiritual heritage of their followers? My dear people, here again, with the feast of Saint Michael just a couple days away, let us renew our belief and our faith in the Church of Saint Michael, my dear people. It is a choice. Either we stay with the Church of Saint Michael, or we go over to the Reformed Conciliarist sect, now at the mercy of Satan. I know there aren't many of us left, but that's what our Lord meant when he said, few are chosen, many are called, but few are chosen. If God selected us to be among the few that are chosen, then it is sheer folly to turn away from that selection. So let us once again today, my dear people, thank God, His Blessed Mother, Saint Michael, and all the angels under His command. Let us thank them for taking us under their protective shield. Let's forever stay with them. There is no better company. God keep us all.